The challenges of youth. The youth in the path of Islam stand tall. The youth in the path of Islam stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We welcome our viewers back to another episode of the wonderful silsila The Challenges of Youth Yes, The Challenges of Youth In this program, we discuss various challenges that the youth face and how we may take wonderful, good Islamic guidance on how to overcome those challenges, inshallah azza wa jal. And for today too, we will be discussing one of those challenges that we do face and we're going to take beautiful guidance, inshallah, as to how we can overcome that as well. But first, let's remind ourselves of the benefit that we get from our recitation of salawat to motivate us to recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who recites salawat 50 times daily on me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, what a beautiful benefit for us reciting salawat. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And honorable viewers of Madani Channel, today's topic of discussion is staying healthy and active. Staying healthy and active, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. But before we go any further into that, first we're going to listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we come back from this kalam, we're going to go into our topic, inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. Madine jane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. Kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. Na ho mayus, दीवानों पुकारे जाओ तुम उनको न हो मायूस दीवानों पुकारे जाओ तुम उनको बुलाएंगे तुम्हें भी एक दिन सरवर मदीने में
सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी क्या जब घड़ी होगी सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी क्या जब घड़ी होगी
जब दरे नबी पर हम सबकी हाजरी होगी जब दरे नबी पर हम सब की हाजरी होगी सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी क्या जब घड़ी होगी
आरजू है सीने में घर बने मदीने में आका आरजू है बने मदीने में
हो करम जो बंदे पर बंदा परवरी होगी हो करम जो बंदे पर बंदा परवरी होगी
बंदा परवरी होगी
सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी क्या जब घड़ी होगी जब दरे नबी पर हम सबकी हाजरी होगी
बात क्या है बादे सबा اتنی کیوں معطر ہے؟ بات کیا ہے باد صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے؟ سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی، سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے، سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے، نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ، دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ، ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی، ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو، بلا لو اے میرے آقا، میں آؤں آپ کے در پر، کرم ہو اے میرے آقا،
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. What a beautiful kalam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whenever we listen to the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we feel so much of peace, so much of ease, so much of serenity. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And as we discussed, we were going to get into our topic of discussion, which is staying healthy and active. Now, inshallah azza wa jal, since it's after the beautiful kalam of Naat Sharif. Firstly, whenever we want to undertake any task, whenever we want to accomplish anything, and whenever we want to progress in life, we need to be strong enough, we need to be healthy enough, we need to be fresh enough to face our tasks head on, to do our best, and then inshallah azza wa jal to receive the desired outcome. For example, one wants to wake up and perform Salat Tahajjud. One wants to wake up early in the morning and perform Salatul Fajr. One wants to go out to work in the morning in order to earn rizq halal to support his family. One wants to prepare a dish at home. One wants to assist at home, perhaps to assist to look after the children, to neaten the house, to do whatever task it is that you want to do. to go out and invite brothers towards goodness, to go on Madani Qafilas, to attend the weekly ijtima, all of these tasks and many more tasks. You need freshness of the mind. You need freshness of the body in order to try to accomplish these tasks to the best of your ability and to gain success therein. If one is tired, if one is lazy, if one does not feel energetic, then how are we going to accomplish our tasks the way we want to and get the desired result? We need to be fresh. We need to be active. And inshallah azza wa jal, when you are able to attain a healthy mindset, a healthy body, a healthy spirit, then inshallah azza wa jal, you are going to perform at your best, inshallah azza wa jal. So for that healthy spirit, for that healthy mind, for that active mind and active body, we need to ensure that we look after this great ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to eat rizqi halal, to eat pure and good halal foods. And that assists us in keeping us energetic, strong, and active. Now we have some Islamic brothers or honorable Islamic sisters may feel that I'm doing my work and after my work I'm experiencing much fatigue and tiredness. So now what should I do? Actually, this is natural. This is normal. People do work and after work they do feel tired. They do feel fatigue. So this is understandable. This is not a problem that if someone happened to be working the entire day, they're working approximately 8 hours of the day, or 6 hours, or 10 hours, wherever it be, whatever work they are doing, after that many hours, it is expected that we feel tired. It's expected that we feel some amount of fatigue. Sometimes it may be a lot, however. If someone didn't do much work or didn't do any work and then they are feeling tired and then they feel that they can't manage to go on and then they feel that they don't have the energy to even begin tasks, then this is a red flag for us. This is something that should grab our attention and we should think, what is it that I'm doing wrong? Sometimes this comes later on in life, but we need to pay attention to certain lifestyle habits from the time we are young in order to ensure a healthy old age as well, inshallah azza wa jal, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with an old age as well. But it starts young. It starts from the very beginning of life. It starts from the early days of life. And one of the most important steps to ensure that we have a healthy diet, to ensure that we eat good foods. Now, someone may just say that I'm eating food and after my meal, I'm still feeling tired. Or after my meal, I actually feel more tired than I was feeling before my meal. So in this case, what is it that I should do? In this case, what is it that I'm doing wrong? There are two very important aspects to look at with regards to eating. Yes, there are more aspects that can be looked into, but we're going to address two very important aspects. And those aspects are what we eat and how much we eat. What we eat and how much we eat. Firstly, the kinds of foods that we tend to eat many a times are foods that are not very wholesome, are foods that are not very nutritious. Unfortunately, in the very fast-paced world that we live in, we want everything very fast. We want everything quickly. We want to get our food very fast. And thus we have the concept of fast foods because we want something to eat and we want it now. We are not prepared to wait a little while longer. We are not prepared to have a meal that is going to be prepared in an hour's time. We want the meal within 5 minutes. And thus, fast foods are prepared. In the same way, when there are crops to be grown, then crops usually take a certain amount of time to be grown. But because we want food so fast, and because of the fast pace of the world, and the high demand, different genetically modified foods are produced. So when the crop usually takes a few months to grow, now we want to grow it within a few weeks. If it takes a few weeks, we want to grow it within a few days. If a simple chicken was to take a few months to grow, now we want to grow it within a few weeks. If a larger animal took years to grow, we want to grow it within a few months because we need to supply the high demand, the fast growing demand of a population that wants things quickly, and wants things now. And so, these genetically modified foods are then produced, wherein animals are injected with different chemicals, plants are treated with different chemicals in order to make them grow faster. However, what is the result of this? The result of this is that we seem to be getting the same food in a quicker time, but it does not have the same nutritional value. It does not have the same quality attached to it. And thus, naturally grown foods are much healthier than it, because it has taken the due amount of time to grow and to become so full of nutrition. Unfortunately, the quality of foods that we consume are not as they used to be, and the preparation of those foods are also not as they used to be. Now we look towards more fried foods, deep fried foods, very unhealthy for us, unfortunately, but it brings joy to the taste buds, and thus for a few moments of taste, we go into a long-term regret. For a few moments of enjoyment, we have long-term suffering. We need to shift what we eat from the current diets that we have, many of us, to more healthy diets instead. We need to be looking towards natural foods. We need to be looking towards fruit. We need to be looking towards vegetables. We need to be looking towards foods that are prepared in a healthy environment. It has become a trend to order food outdoors, to order food from restaurants. However, unfortunately, many a times, good health and hygiene standards are not maintained in those environments. But in our homes, alhamdulillah, our families try their best to ensure that the environment for the preparation of our meals is hygienic and healthy. Thus, we find those who are eating meals prepared at home get sick or food poisoning much less often, if they do get it at all, from those foods as compared to those who eat food from outside. Then, aspect number two regarding the food we eat as well is how much we eat. We need to eat according to our need. A beautiful piece of advice that was given by one of our pious predecessors is to remove the hand away from the food whilst the hunger still remains. Or when we haven't yet experienced fullness, when we don't feel that we've overeaten. The trend nowadays is to eat so much that by the end of the meal, it becomes difficult to get up. And this is going to cause laziness. If we avoid this, inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to become more energetic by means of the food that we eat. Another common trend is the most important meal of the day, as said by many, being breakfast, the early meal of the day, the meal that gives you energy for you to carry out the day's tasks. That meal is often missed, and it's missed due to our busy schedule, due to the rush that we all experience in the morning. People get up, they need to perform salah, they need to take their children to school, they need to rush off to work. There's not much time to sit, there's not much time to think, and there's not much time to eat. And as a result of this, what happens? We tend to feel very tired during the early hours of the day because we haven't taken in the nutrition that we were to take in the morning. So we should make it our habit to try to have something to eat in the morning, even if it be something as simple as a fruit, something as simple as a little bit of vegetable, some sort of healthy meal that we can have in the early hours of the day, and inshallah azza wa jal, that will carry us through our day well and strong. If we are going to eat unhealthily at that point of the day, then we can expect a day that is full of fatigue, that is full of tiredness and laziness. Thus, ensure that we have something healthy, something that is going to fill us with energy right at the beginning of the day. And with regards to that, there's a trend in more Western countries as well that cereal is consumed in the early part of the day. Now remember, cereals are high in sugar content, and so you're going to feel energetic. But for how long? For a matter of 1 hour or 2 hours, after which you are feeling tired, after which you are feeling lazy, after which we struggle to go on with the rest of the day. So that shouldn't be our go-to food early in the morning. Rather, eat natural and wholesome foods early in the morning, inshallah azza wa jal, and you will see your day going much better, inshallah. Another major cause of not feeling active, not feeling healthy, not feeling fresh is the inadequate intake of water. This results in us feeling dehydrated. And when we are dehydrated, then naturally we feel tired, naturally we feel fatigue, and naturally we struggle in being active in our tasks. And so, in order to overcome that, a very simple solution: drink more water. Yes, drink more water. Split it throughout the day, from the morning to the evening. One may even drink water at night at different parts of the day. Continuously drink a little water, inshallah azza wa jal. We should try to make a habit. For the vast majority of us that are still well and healthy, then approximately 8 to 12 glasses of water should be our daily intake of water. You can have more water than that, you could have a little less, but we should not be looking at very little water. We should be trying to drink as much water as we can through the day. In this way as well, we'll find that we wouldn't need to eat a lot, because we have our stomachs often being filled with water, and this too can be healthy for us. It also helps us feel fresh and rejuvenated. You would find students, alhamdulillah, that would sit to study keeping some water at their side, that as they feel tired, they have a little to drink, because this re-energizes them. And it works for students, it can work for all of us as well, inshallah. So ensure that your liquid intake is at a good optimum level. And when I say liquid intake, we are focusing more on water. You could have milk if you are not lactose intolerant. However, avoid fizzy drinks. Yes, from time to time, some may have fizzy drinks, but we should not become used to drinking fizzy drinks over water, over milk, or over fruit juices. Rather, drink that which is natural, that which is wholesome, and that which will energize you, inshallah azza wa jal, for a longer period of time. So adequate water intake is the key there. Another very important aspect that we should focus on in order for us to remain active is adequate sleep, sufficient sleep, as it's known, a good night's rest. If we ensure that we have sufficient sleep, then inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to be able to remain active. And when we talk of sufficient sleep, by which time should we be sleeping? Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat encourages us that we should be home within 2 hours from Salatul Isha. Within 2 hours from Salatul Isha, we should be home. And then inshallah, you could spend some time with the family and then get some rest. We should try to rest early. The early part of the night is when we should get some sleep, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our bodies in such a way that from the early hours of darkness, a special chemical called melatonin is produced within our bodies, and this chemical assists us in falling asleep and assists us in having deep sleep. Now, we need deep sleep. We need a good amount of sleep. If we sleep early, inshallah azza wa jal, we will get the advantage of having that chemical work on us in helping us to get sleep. This will, inshallah azza wa jal, prevent insomnia for many people. Yes, for others, there could be other causes, and a doctor could assist you with that. However, for the vast majority, if we try to get an early night's rest, that's going to help us a lot. So by the time it reaches approximately midnight or a little after, the melatonin levels are at its peak. and we are in deep sleep, and as we near Salatul Tahajjud or Salatul Fajr, those levels drop and then we wake up. However, you would find that people who stay awake through the night and want to go to bed towards the earlier part of the morning, they struggle sleeping. They struggle to fall asleep because the melatonin levels have already dropped. So, rather get an early night's sleep. And what's the benefit of that? The benefit is that you're going to have ease in waking up for Salatul Fajr. And if you are blessed, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will have ease in waking up for Salatul Tahajjud as well. So ensure that we have adequate sleep, and that will assist us through the day. You would notice that the majority of the day's work usually gets done between the morning and the time of Salatul Dhuhr. Between the morning, or in many countries, the time of lunch. That is a very productive time of the day. Thereafter, people tend to get a little tired. So, we may take a siesta, an afternoon nap, what we call qailula, after Salatul Dhuhr, to take a nap, even if it just be a power nap for approximately 20 minutes or half an hour, depending on how much of time for rest you are able to fit into your schedule. But you would notice that waking up after that nap feels like a whole new morning. And then you feel that the second half of the day can become almost as productive or as productive as the first half of the day. This is also something we learn from the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to take this afternoon nap, especially for those who involve themselves in ibadat during the night, those who intend to wake up for Salatul Tahajjud, those who wish to study at night. If you take this nap, it's going to help you greatly, inshallah azza wa jal. Students especially should ensure that they receive sufficient sleep. A young student should be sleeping for approximately 7 to 8 hours. Beyond 8 hours, then we tend to get a little lazy. So up to 8 hours is the usual recommended time of sleep that we need to get, if we are getting a certain amount at night and we are making up for the balance during the qailula time, inshallah azza wa jal, we will be fresh for a longer period of time. Thus, you would notice in various Jami'atul Madina, the schedule is set as such as well, for students to have some rest at night after their study sessions, and to have some rest after Salatul Dhuhr, because there are study sessions in which they are going to learn the Quran, Hadith, and Fiqh, etc., during the evenings as well. So, to ensure that that time is also productive, that afternoon nap is very important. For those who cannot manage to have that afternoon nap based on your schedule, then at least ensure that you get a good night's sleep, and inshallah azza wa jal, that too can help you carry you through your day, so that by the time you reach the time of Salatul Maghrib, by the time you reach the time of Salatul Isha, you still have energy left in you to be able to perform your salah with full focus, with full concentration. You still have energy left in you for you to be able to give good quality time to your family, spending time with them, encouraging them towards goodness. And for those who are blessed with the good fortune of going out into the community and inviting people towards goodness, doing Madani Dawra, the invitation towards goodness in the community, inshallah azza wa jal, you will feel fresh for that too. For those who are going to attend the weekly ijtima, inshallah azza wa jal, you're going to be fresh enough to enjoy and take in the information you are going to receive in the bayanat as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to adopt these healthy ways, these healthy habits, these habits that would make us more active, more proficient, and more efficient in our tasks. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay tuned to Madani channel and continue learning beautiful things regarding the deen of Islam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. The youth in the path of Islam stand tall. The youth in the path of Islam stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.